Back on April 27th, I got a message from Barbara Kelly in Hayward. She wrote, "I just noticed that a pair of robins are making a nest on the top of our tall stepladder that is under the eaves, leaning against the back of the house. I climbed up to look, and there are no eggs in it yet. If we built a platform in the same location and gently placed the nest on it, might they still use it or would they abandon it? My husband wants to use a small piece of countertop about a foot wide." I said that might work, and sure enough, she soon wrote back, "He put sides on the platform now, and the front has a raised lip so the nest won't be able to slide off. I just attached some birch bark pieces to the base of the platform to give it a more natural, rough surface." Then came the wait-and-see period. I don't often hear from people after getting this kind of question, but Barbara wrote back that very same day to say, "The female just flew up to the platform, so I hope that's a good sign." The next day, April 28th, she wrote, "I'm so happy. The robins have been bringing more nest material to the platform all morning." On May 3rd, she wrote, "After watching Mama Robin bring new nest materials to the nest on Tuesday and Wednesday, I saw both robins in the backyard each day but didn't notice any visits to the nest. This had me worried, but in the last 15 minutes or so, Mama Robin has come to the nest twice. She came the second time about 5 minutes ago and is still on it." I responded, "Robins typically lay 4 eggs. They don't sit on them to incubate until they have a full clutch." On May 6th, Barbara asked, "Do I need to be concerned about disturbing Mama Robin from her nest for short periods of time? I try to go out when she's not on the nest, but this isn't always possible." The mother robin is clearly comfortable with Barbara's presence. When robins start associating us with nutritious food, they often form some kind of bond, whether it's born of practicality, gratitude, or simply sensing a kindred spirit. On May 12th, Barbara sent me a photo. "Here's a photo of Mama Robin on her nest. I believe she laid her eggs on May 3rd, so I'm thinking this Friday, May 15th, would be the first day that the young might begin to hatch. I told her that robins have one functional ovary and ovulate one egg at a time, so a clutch of 4 takes a minimum of 4 days to produce, and she doesn't start sitting on the eggs to incubate them until the clutch is complete." She responded, "Okay, so I think May 15th may be too soon because I'm not sure she was sitting regularly on the nest by May 3rd. We left the window closest to the nest ajar at night, hoping that some warmth might escape and help her keep the eggs warm. This is very exciting to observe, and I feel so privileged to be able to do so." On May 17th, she sent another photo. "I believe the first baby robin has hatched. I noticed half of a blue shell on the ground this morning. I also saw Papa Robin visit the platform for the first time and peer into the nest before flying off." On May 21st, she wrote, "Got my first glimpse of a baby robin today from a distance with a telephoto lens." And on the 24th, she was able to confirm that the robins have at least 2 babies. It's so thrilling to watch birds nesting from start to finish, but so tricky. Barbara is respecting her robin family's need for privacy, which is also protecting them from the curious eyes of jays and crows, but that means she can't see the nest from an angle that would allow her to count the eggs or hatched chicks. Nests, eggs, and baby birds are so fragile and vulnerable that it's tricky investing our hearts in a growing family. It's been lovely keeping up with Barbara Kelly's nest vicariously, and very reassuring to know that Barbara is doing everything possible to protect the birds. Emily Dickinson famously wrote, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul." And right now, hope is in short supply. I hope this robin family lives long and prospers. That's also my hope for Barbara Kelly and for you, my dear listener. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.